you for calling Magic Machine Company. How can I help you?
Hi, is Maureen there?
This is her.
Hey, Maureen. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I know. I just wanted to touch base with you. I'm in contact with the Sangea project. Did I ever go through, or did you guys just hold off?
It's still just in the works. We actually have done some work with them, and we just finished it recently in August. Mm-hmm. And they came back and said that they're needing to go back to the actual machine because the parts that we made were blowing up.
Wow.
And so we've made these parts before, and there was no issue. So they said that there was no error on our part. It's just now they got to go back into the machine and figure out if there's something that has changed or, is at fault in the machine. So we made 200 of these plastic parts. I mean, took a long time to do, and they're just blowing up. And they said they have these every so often, but it's happening more frequent. So they have to hold off until they order more parts if the machine's blowing them up.
That's crazy. So now they're doing their own work on their end?
Well, yeah, now they got to go back to the machine, like I said, and find out what's going on before they start ordering, parts that we're going to make. And then they're just getting blown up. And then Sandia's actual fiscal year ends now in September. So they got to now wait to see what the budget's going to come out like. And
oh, man.
So it's just, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a never-ending story.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to hear that. This seems like it's going to be a smooth transaction, and then all these road bumps, are obstacles.
Unfortunately, yes. So that's where we're sitting at right now. Like I said, we were doing good, and they got the parts, and then, came back and said, we need all this documentation because they didn't know if, we had, done everything on our end, right? So it turns out that we did, and they're like, great. We were kind of hoping it was your fault. So they went back to the machine itself and, get something figured out. And then they said, while they're doing that, they got to wait for the new budget to come out.
Oh, man.
We might not be looking at it until maybe the first of the year because that's when the new budget usually comes out.
Right. So you guys are,
Which is what now is a downtime for a lot of us and a lot of the other shops since they are at a standstill. So that's where we're at on that project.
Okay, no problem. And are you guys still planning on adding on another machine?
That's kind of where we're looking at. Like, we're right now, without this project, we're able to hold up and complete our parts. But like I said, if they start... Because the parts that we just did for them, we had 200 of them, and running that one job kind of shut down our business. They actually paid to shut us down with other jobs.
Oh, wow.
And it was jobs with Sandia as well. They're like, nope, we'll take care of it. We had one of the head guys come in and say, you know what, everybody else can wait. This is
priority. Oh, wow.
So we did that. So, like I said, if this job comes through, then we need to expand because we can't have our shop shut down just for that
one job.
It's going to take a couple months to finish.
Yeah, and you could potentially, lose customers because of that.
Yeah, and so that's why we were like, yes, we need to expand. But now we're like, well, do we or don't we?
Right.
And so we're still just kind of sitting on that waiting for it. But... they're having some meetings, is what I'm told, but I just haven't heard anything.
Okay.
But like I said, feel free to check back in whenever, and same thing, I have your information, so if I need something in the meantime, we can always try to get it going. But as soon as I hear the word, then, I'd like to act on it.
Okay, sounds good. And as soon as you, hear something, feel free to reach out, and we'll get something going for you.
Of course.
All right. Well, it's good catching up with you, Maureen, and I hope you have a good week. And I'll check back in with you in a couple weeks. All right. Bye-bye.